It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. This morning, we have a fun show for you. We take you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. Coming up this morning, the sister of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, Randy, explains why she created a show to inspire young girls. Plus, actor Kel Mitchell of Kenan and Kel fame sets the record straight on the possible reboot of the series that started his career, All That. Plus shows from Nickelodeon, the Jim Henson Company, PBS, and others. But we begin this morning with an underwater adventure with the Bubble Guppy.
Bubble, 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 guppies. Bubble, 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 guppy, guppy, guppy.
Bubble, bubble, guppy, guppy.
Bubble guppies.
I'm Molly.
I'm Gil.
I'm Gobi.
I'm Dina.
I'm Una.
I'm Nani.
On the phone with me now is Robert Skull and Johnny Belt. They're creators of the Emmy award-winning series, Bubble Guppies, which airs on Nick Jr. It's our pleasure to welcome Robert Skull and Johnny Belt to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
We're doing great. Thanks.
Now, from what I understand, the show premiered in 2011, which means now you have teenagers, middle schoolers who grew up watching the show. What does it feel like to have that impact on now teenagers with this show?
Besides feeling old, pretty great. We feel pretty lucky to have been in lots of people's living rooms, not only giving parents a chance to take showers, but we've, you know, taught kids lots of stuff and entertained lots of kids for many years, and it feels wonderful.
And
feel
funny,
lucky.
Funny to feel like we're part of somebody's childhood, or a lot of people's childhoods.
Good. Now, why do you think this show has been so relevant for so long?
That's a tough one.
I think it's this show, because we explore topics that we know preschoolers love universally, you know, universal topics that preschoolers are interested in, and we explore each topic from a different point of view, from a different character's point of view. That, coupled with music and color and 3D graphics, has emotional stories that preschoolers watch again and again, has sort of ended up being a show that has some longevity, which is great.
And I think we try to keep the show timeless. It doesn't feel dated, and everything, the themes we touch on and the way the characters interact and the stories we tell, we try to keep them feeling like they could belong at any point in time. So I think they age well.
Okay, so take us back to the beginning when you first started doing the show. You created the series. What was the inspiration behind the series, guys?
Well, I think the first thing we talked about is we wanted to do a magazine show, a variety show, comedy for kids, musical, and we turned to Laugh-In, actually, from the 1960s as our inspiration. You know, just sort of pure fun from beginning to end. You know, everybody's being silly and everybody's singing songs and little callback jokes and little stories. That's where it began, I would say.
Yeah, and we were thinking about the show taking place in a preschool, and we sort of, as we started to investigate what that might look like, we visited a bunch of preschoolers, and we realized that preschoolers were not doing just one thing a day. They were moving in and out of activities. They were sort of investigating different topics that they were interested in and bringing it onto the playground with them. It wasn't just you take a class like an older kid and you leave that class and you enter another class. It was more of a fluid movement. And that kind of resonated with us as a variety show as well. So once we kind of hooked in on the preschool day as a variety show, it started to all kind of come together.
So tell us about the premise of the show.
The premise of Bubble Guppies, it's an undersea classroom with a bunch of kids. Hopefully you'll find yourself in one of the kids. And that they explore their day through song and dance and storytelling and jokes.
Each episode of Bubble Guppies is a different topic that we explore through stories and dance and song.
So and we're teaching curriculum through, it actually comes from the Reggio Emilio philosophy of education, which is teaching kids through things they're interested in. So you can talk about dinosaurs, but you're really sneaking in lessons about math.
We kind of came up with this idea that Bubble Guppies would be a gummy vitamin, that it looked and tasted like candy, but it would be good for you. So the way that parents hide broccoli and mac and cheese.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. On the phone with me now is Robert Skull and Johnny Belt. They're creators of the Emmy Award-winning series Bubble Guppies, which airs on Nick Jr.'s. Speaking of Emmys, the show has won multiple Emmy Awards. What does that mean for you? Does it serve as reward for the work you do, give you a sense of appreciation, inspiration to create more, respect for educational programming? What does that mean to you guys?
They're really good parent points, first of all. Emmys really mean a lot to our parents.
Yes, our parents are very proud.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, the Emmy is really, even though we created the show, there are literally hundreds of people who have worked on it. And so it's a shared award, and it validates you and your team in a way that if you hadn't won one, certainly, but it really feels good to share that with the people that work really hard to make the show.
Okay. Now, let me ask you guys this now. You've been in the business for over 20 years. What's the biggest change in the animation process since you guys began in the field? Because I know technology, it changes so rapidly.
I would say the amount of programming out there. When we first started, together on Little Bill back in the day around 1998, 99, and then, you know, there were a handful of preschool shows out there. I would say the biggest change is that was just the amount of programming available to preschoolers now. But the challenges kind of remain the same. It is still challenging to write compelling preschool television and to make it look good and to create great music, and those challenges will remain.
So, guys, what else are you working on? Give us the inside scoop. What else are you working on in your lab back there, Robert and Johnny? What are you working on?
We can't talk about that.
We have another show on the air currently called Butterbeans Cafe. It's sort of a reality baking show starring five fairy friends who make and bake delicious meals and serve a community. So it's sort of like a reality show format, but animated and compelling emotional stories for preschoolers. So we're really proud of that, and that continues. And yeah, we're working on all sorts of stuff.
All right. And with that, we're running out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about Bubble Guppies, Robert, Johnny, how can they do so?
We are Bubble Guppies Airs Daily on Nick Jr., and nickjr.com is a great place to find out more about the show.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks so much, Ronnie.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Robert Skull and Johnny Belt, creators of the Emmy Award-winning series Bubble Guppies on Nick Jr.